I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater and Drama and Contemporary Dance's From the Ground Up series offers Ascendant, a play devised by Peter Gill Sheridan and directed by Jonathan Michelson. The play, with a mix of students and faculty members, skillfully explores the variety of pressing problems of addiction in a small Indiana town. The play opens with the cast facing into the rooftop set and chanting what might be a hymn, and it turns out to be a paean to their addictions. Then it's an intimate scene with Carolyn Stouter as Chrissy and Cameron Barnett as Zachary. They're currently almost Edenic. In a humane gesture, Zachary has adopted a rat that Chrissy wants no part of. Later, it'll be smoking, sniffing, and injecting as the two sink into hopeless addiction. The roofers, led by the upwardly mobile JoJo, Christopher Plunka, with Ebb, Nick Foley, and Lee, Michael Baylor, are more or less on the job. JoJo, who begins his descent with painkillers, is a high school buddy with Lee, who's already having trouble with alcohol, and Ebb, who smokes a joint to take the edge off. The three look a bit like a coherent crew. They're working for Motherly Elaine, faculty member Nancy Lipschultz. Elaine stoutly maintains that her overdosing son died of drowning in the bathtub. Her addiction, by the way, is hoarding. The innocent of Ascendant is Mary Wilson as Cassidy. Cassidy's father is Paul, a faculty member, Kenneth L. Roberson. His alcoholism is fueled in part by PTSD from the military. Although Cassidy is a sugar addict, her watchword for all is moderation. She counsels her more than human father, Paul, to avoid vodka and stick with beer. It's not advice that an addict can embrace. The optimistic Chastity abandons the temptations of a bakery and comes to work with the crusading Katie, Anna Doyle. Despite the barrage of desperate phone calls, Chastity is still a moderate. Katie's from the town and 6 years sober. She's working hard to help her friends, people that she partied with, drank with, and grew up with. Katie's also working for the community, but she's still tempted. It sounds as if I've described Ascendant in a way that might be a downer, or even a somewhat carelessly organized set of scenes. That's not the case. Peter Gill Sheridan has crafted a wonderfully intricate play. Each character has an addiction, but they're all so warmly human that I felt for each of them. They were, as Katie says, good people with an illness. Spencer Gerda's scenic design of the rooftop and its transformation to a home and office and so on serves the production well. Jason Orienko's costumes wonderfully echoed the characters of the actors. Leanne Meek's lighting showed us what to watch, and sound designer Naomi Gold's choices of familiar and unfamiliar country classics amplified the play's messages. Jonathan Michelson has staged the show in a compelling manner with lots of variety. The complicated wild drug melee in the second act is so cleverly done and executed that I'd like to see it again. Ascendant plays January 22nd through the 25th in IU's Intimate Studio Theater. You can find my reviews and an interview with playwright Peter Gill Sheridan and director Jonathan Michelson at wfiu.org/arts. I'm George Walker.